You guys are ready? We'll just open it up.
Dave, what did you think of the job lead?
Well, really? I'm pretty excited about it, to be honest with you. He came in and got three outs. He threw the ball over the plate. And, you know, that's what we want you to do. When you got a three-run lead in the ninth, you know, we walked leadoff man. We hit the second guy. We got Lee. And, you know, pretty well hit fly ball. Okay hit fly ball. Average fly ball, and game's over. And, you know, just proud of him for coming in there and not being intimidated. And I think if you'd ask him, he was just really disappointed in himself for not driving in that go-ahead run in the bottom of the eighth. And when he got the call to come in the game, I think he was pretty excited about it.
What's the value that Jake has brought to the staff with those long relief situations?
You know, just he's done a tremendous job. You know, as a matter of fact, if, you know, we're contemplating him starting him. And, you know, now we've got some time to revamp this pitching staff, rest it, figure out how we want to handle it. Heading to Tennessee next week. So, but getting back to your question, I mean, he's just done a tremendous job in every role for the most part that we put him in, whether it's long relief or short relief or closing, you know. So just it's nice knowing you can get a guy out of the bullpen that, you know, can touch 90 if he wants or go a little more, but he can throw that cutter and that changeup and, you know, throw that semi-sidearm pitch. It kind of sneaks by him a little bit and looks harder than it is. And he's going to come in and compete and give you a pretty good outing just about every time.
Yeah, to be able to stretch him to 90-plus pitches, I mean, how big was that for you confidence-wise?
Well, you know, it's big for us, you know, going forward. If we decide that we want to start him, you know, he's awful valuable coming out of that pen, but if we don't get real good starts, we'll have to flip some guys and just let some other guys, you know, have a shot. But, you know, I have confidence in him. I know Coach Johnson does, and I feel like when he's in the game that our, you know, our team, our defense out there is on their toes. They know he's going to be around the zone, and, you know, he throws a lot of things that dip and dive, and he gets ground balls.
Grant really competed. I mean, not just hitting but behind the plate, throwing.
He did. He threw the ball extremely well this weekend. When he, you know, he slipped on the plate on that one there, and I don't know what inning, eighth inning or whatever that was, or he'd have thrown that runner out. He didn't get a great jump, and Grant was, you know, if he had his feet under him, he'd have thrown him out, I feel like. But he had a kind of a bounce back day. You know, he's been struggling a little bit, and put him down in the seven hole in the first game just to, you know, to take a little pressure off of him. And then decided, you know, he looked like he swung a good against the lefty, so we're facing another lefty, so I threw him back up there in the four hole, and he came through with that big swing. You know, I think that was like our second hit, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, we look up and, you know, we're down 3-0. We got one hit, and, you know, now we got two hits, and we're down 3-2. And, you know, we just got back in the game, and it was a big swing. And then obviously when Chad hit that ball out of the park, you know, it was on pretty good. We felt like it was going to go down to the wire.
Just gutting out a win after two tough losses.
Yeah, it was huge. That was a huge game today for us mentally. I mean, you guys can probably tell if you've seen us play a lot. We're tired. I mean, there's no doubt about it. No excuses. Ole Miss pitched fantastic. You know, the first game last night was tight until the eighth, 2-1. We just seem like our bats are a little bit slow. Our pitchers are a little bit, you know, they're just tired. And, you know, I just met with the team out there and told them how proud I was. I'm fighting through and finding a way to win this game. And I also told them that I'm locking this building, the building over there, and I don't want to see them till Monday. I don't want anybody picking up a bat or a ball. I told them they need a break. They need a rest. And then I told them we're not practicing Monday either. And I'll see him at 1 o'clock for early hitting on Tuesday. And you could tell there was some smiles, some guys that are tired. And if the coaches are tired a little bit, you know the players are tired because they're out there running around. So give us a little bit of a break. Hopefully we'll respond and at least play with a little more energy and have a little bit more zip in our step and swings and stuff next weekend.
How much does Grant need a break?
He needs a break. You know, he wants to catch, and that's his position, you know. And you know, I remember a few years back, the Cal catcher caught 56 straight games. And he was a junior, strong kid that wanted to catch. And we kid Grant about that every now and then. And, You know, I would play Gosser more. I think Gosser can really hit. He just has a little bit of an arm issue that he can't go all the time. So we just go with Grant. And he could definitely use a break and probably a massage.
About the biggers and Cole with bats.
Huge. You know, like I said, I really believe that Evan was going to drive him in. He's been such a clutch player for us. And one reason I started him in this game, a game that I told the players that this is the biggest game of the year that we've had so far. Just the way it's gone, we really needed to win and put Lee in the lineup because he's a winner. And he didn't get it done. And then having those guys behind him, Bigger's first pitch didn't mess around. The guy tried to slip a fastball by him, and he singled over the shortstop's head. You know, Lee was, kind of standing right behind me. He was pretty excited about it. But for Bigger's to get that hit, I mean, that was the hit that we hadn't been getting, that two-out hit. And those are the ones you got to have. You're going to win these tight games. We had a chance earlier in the game to get a big two-out hit, and Cole didn't do it. I think we maybe had a one-run lead, runners at second and third, two outs, trying to break it open. It didn't happen. And then, then obviously he got another shot at that. Almost the exact same situation. We got a one-run lead, bottom of the eighth, two down, and he was down 1-2 in the count. Guy tried to slip a changeup, and he left it up, and he smoked it in the four-hole, and also we got a three-run lead. And as you saw in the top of the ninth, that was huge.
Dave, Lee looked pretty calm for the man. You said something to him. He just kind of nodded. What
did
you say to him?
All I told him was, there's a runner on first and second, but I don't want you to worry about these runners one bit. You just go get the hitters. Because those runners didn't mean anything. The guy at the plate did. That's a tying run.
He's won games with his feet, his bat, and now kind of his arm. Three right-handed batters, though.
Yeah.
Showed a lot of confidence anyway.
Yeah, I did, because we knew that he would compete, and we felt like he would throw strikes. And if they hit a home run or they hit a couple of doubles, at least you can sleep at night and say we didn't walk them or hit them. And sometimes that's what it just comes down to. Throw the ball over the plate, make them swing, get ahead in the count, make them swing. And, Coach Johnson and I discussed it at the dugout, and I said, I got to have somebody throw it over the plate. And he goes, Lee. I said, let's get Lee. Lee's my guy. And he said, Lee, let's go get him. And that's what we did.
And he got three outs and six pitches, I think it was.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was nice for us, too.
Yeah.
Joe really made a mistake on the weekend. I mean, defense.
Yeah, we didn't make an error, did we? You know, we had a couple balls that went off some gloves that were close plays down that line. But, we played good defense this year. We've been solid there, and that's one reason that we've won maybe a few more games than we should have. But, that was really good to see that we played solid D.
I think they made three errors, and it could have been another one.
Well, you think about that error that the second baseman made on that ground ball that Fletcher hit that put runners at first and third instead of two down and a runner at third. All of a sudden, you got first and third. And at the time, you don't know how that's, but it ended up getting us some more at-bats. And that's the way the game works. You get three outs an inning. And if you give a team four, a lot of times they're going to hurt you.